Welcome to this week's episode. Today we have a question from Amy. And by the way, guys, if you have a question, come over to the website, emotionalobesity.com/podcast, and send me a note. Happy to try my best to answer. Amy writes in and says, I'm just not happy. I have a dog, a house, a relationship. I have all the things that a person would think would make me happy, but I just feel like everyone else has it figured out and I'm missing something. Why do I have this endless nagging sensation that things are not right in my life? Wow, Amy, thank you for that question. Thank you for putting that out there because I think so many people can relate to this one. You're looking around, your house looks okay, your kids look okay, relationship, whatever is going on in your external life is looking reasonably good, but for some reason, the inside is not matching the outside. You don't feel as good as things look. Here's what I got to say about that one. I have to tell you, this is at its heart a question of self-acceptance. So let me back up and tell you why, right? To find out how to be more happy isn't by getting another dog or another house or traveling more or any pleasure points. Those things are all amazing, but that's not going to give you the thing you're looking for, which is that deeper, more satisfying sense of well-being that is a calm and a grace that you feel all the time, and it doesn't come and go just like pleasure points come and go. And so we say, well, how do I find that? I want to be more authentic, right? And look, I was reduced to tears 30,000 feet in the air on a flight home from a client site because I wanted to have a life that felt more authentic. I set an intention that day to create a life that felt more authentic. I thought it was really simple, but in actuality, it turned out to be one of the most difficult things. And here's why. Because it literally means to have a genuine life when you look for something authentic, right? Genuine, real, truly yourself. But what happens when you try to find out who you really are? You look inward and the critic chimes in, right? All of a sudden, you're not enough. You're not talented enough. You're not rich enough. You're not tall enough. You don't have the right color eyes. You don't have the latest wardrobe for this season. Whatever it is, right? We've all done it. We've all been there. We all torture ourselves with this. So what do we say? We say, I'm not going to look in because I can't handle all that criticism. It just starts to take you down. It wears you out. So here's the thing, right? And we've heard this, but it's hard to internalize. You're enough because you're here. It would have been so nice if each of us had parents that literally just embraced the idea that we're beings living on the planet, alive, and that was enough. But that's not how the world is set up. That's not the culture we live in. Everything is based on how much you have. But how much you have is very different from your sense of self-worth and that deeper sense of happiness and joy that I think you're talking about, Amy. So here's the deal, okay? I have blue eyes and they're not green. Is it enough that I don't have green eyes, which would have been cool? Well, it's not about whether it's enough. It's just a fact that my eyes are blue, right? So stop asking the question of whether it's enough. Let the critic voice go because you're here. You need to accept that it is what it is. Genuinely, I have blue eyes. I'm a certain height. My financial situation is what it is. My relationships are what they are, right? And that the critic, the one that's taking out our experience, it's not looking at the reality that I am where I am. So once you can get past that critical voice of thinking everything should be different and you start some acceptance of what is, you can start to ask the real questions. Who are you? Really, who are you? How much time have you sat thinking about who you really are without going down that horrible path into self-criticism? Freedom is really when you have the ability to look inward and that voice, that critical voice, just takes a little bit of a break. So start to think about these things not as right or wrong or more or less or good enough or not good enough. They just are, right? So who are you? Are you the artist, right? Are you the business entrepreneur? Are you the go-getter, the sales guy? Are you like going to crush it out there? Are you the healthcare service-oriented person who is a caregiver? Are you the mom who just loves taking care of her children? Are you a combination of these things? Because we're not one-dimensional. We're not one thing. So here's the answer, Amy. You want to feel that sense that you've got it worked out. It really starts with learning who you are, which really requires that self-acceptance. So first, stop criticizing, stop judging, sit down, grab a cup of coffee, and have a conversation with yourself without the judgment, right? Get to know yourself and ask yourself some simple questions. What are your favorite hobbies? What makes you feel alive? What weighs you down? What are your best qualities? Write down the responses and be mindful and be nice. Understand who you are without the judgment. And that, when you start to take that out into the world every day and that craft, whatever it is, whether or not you're a business person who's starting a business and you're developing and cultivating that skill, or you're the healthcare worker who's going in to be a social worker or doctor, or whatever that is, it doesn't matter. It's about knowing yourself, bringing that out into the world, bring it out in spades, and that is when you have that incredible, deep sense of joy in your life. Hope that helps, Amy. Again, write in if you have a question. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes, hit subscribe, leave a review. Every little bit counts. Thanks for listening.